Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal. On the show with us this week, we have Michael from Opeth. How are you?
Decent. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to have you on the show. Here to talk about the brand new album, Pale Communion, and which is out now. And Michael, what's the biggest misconception people have about what makes music heavy and what makes Pale Communion heavy to you?
Well, I think the misconceptions are many, you know, but it's such a taste thing, I think, in the end, or at least for me. Like, I've thought a lot about metal, you know, and I, you know, especially since I've done some interviews where I just said what I thought and people get upset, you know, because they have different opinions on what metal really is. And for me, I think I might be too old, to be honest, to understand what's going on, like what the younger generation think that metal really is these days. You know, I grew up with the 70s, 80s hard rock and metal band, so those bands to me were very diverse, and lots of things going on in their music, and there was still a metal band in my book, but I'm not sure if they would have come across as a metal band in the climate of today, basically. But I think, you know, when I say that we're still a metal band, of course we're a metal band. Sometimes when we play a show, for instance, we play the heavy stuff, the real extreme stuff, you know, as much as we play the newer and the softest songs or whatever. But I think metal to me has become a bit of an attitude as well, like a question of attitude. And I think we have still that attitude intact. Like, we're a bit, in lack of a better word, rebellious.
Here's a tune off Opeth's Pale Communion. This is Eternal Rains Will Come. This is Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael from Opeth on the show with us, talking about the new album, Pale Communion. And growing up, Michael, what bands taught you the most about songwriting dynamics? And how did the things you loved about that band affect the way you wrote the songs on Pale Communion?
Well, I have to say those were like some of the classic metal bands that I got into at a very early age. Bands like Iron Maiden, who ultimately were influenced by progressive rock, basically, and they kind of did their own take on progressive rock, and they made somewhat of a more metalized version of progressive rock, like songs like Rime of the Ancient Mariner. That's a basically prog song, you know. So they taught me a lot about dynamics. They also had softer bits, acoustic bits. The entire Seventh Son of the Seventh Son record, I think, is quite progressive. Judas Priest is another example, especially the three first records. They're my favorite records. Rock'n'Roll, Tywin's Destiny, and Sin After Sin are very diverse. You know, Sin After Sin is well known for the song that Slayer covered, System of the Aggressor. That album also has songs like Last Rose of Summer, which is a beautiful, almost like Little Wing Hendrix-y type song, which doesn't at all mix together with the metal type of feel that they have, you know, today, you know. But for me, metal is supposed, like, metal, interesting metal to me is supposed to be diverse, you know. Otherwise, it just kind of tend to lose interest after a while. So I learned a lot from those types of bands, as well as, of course, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. I mean, Sabbath, you listen to that record. Is that not a metal record or a hard rock record? What do you call it then? You know. So it's very confusing to me because it's a generation gap, basically, I think.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break coming up this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit and more with Michael of Opeth. New music from Sister Sin. That was Chaos Royale. Typo Negative in there as well. Full Metal Jackie with Michael from Opeth on the show with us, talking about the new album, Pale Communion. Typically, what influences your musical direction when you start working on a new album?
I think a lot of it has to do with stuff that I'm listening to at the time. A lot of the stuff I am listening to, like, it has like a constant, like the bands are constantly on my, so to speak, playlist are those types of bands that I grew up with. You know, bands like I just mentioned, Priest, Maiden, and the Scorpions, and Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Sabbath, and those types of bands, as well as the progressive rock stuff that I collect. But generally, like, it might be you know, few artists are a bit more important than others when I'm writing for a new record. Like for this record, I was listening a lot to, you know, I'm kind of bracing myself before I'm saying this, but I was listening a lot to David Crosby and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which explains a little bit of the vocal harmonies on the record, because I'm a big fan of Crosby's vocal harmonies. So I listened a lot to that, and also a lot to Italian, like obscure Italian progressive rock, early 70s stuff that I collect, because it's very bombastic and bordering on pretentious, and more is more, which I like, you know. So a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I'm a big Scott Walker fan. I always listen to Scott Walker. Yeah, everything. You know, like I take some stuff in, but I try not to kind of, with the exception of the song Goblin, I try not to be directly inspired by something that makes me write a song that's almost gimmicking that inspiration, if you know what I mean.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll also get to new music from Electric Wizard and At the Gates. And of course, more with our guest, Michael Avopeth. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Avopeth is our guest on the show this week. The new album, Pale Communion, is out now. And some reviewers have referenced Damnation and Ghost Reveries in trying to describe this new record. How much of what you've done before affects new music, and are you at all conscious of that?
It's not like I go back and listen to some old record before I start writing and, you know, thinking that I want to try and bring back influences from the past or a sound from the past or anything. I like to start fresh, basically. I don't want to have old ideas that I'm reworking into fresh and relevant ideas. I want to start with nothing, basically. I'll start from scratch and create something out of nothing. You know, that's the way I pretty much always works when I'm writing new music. But like comparing, like if you have put out, in our case it's 11 records, so it's obvious that people are going to at least try and compare a new record to something that we did from the past. You know, when people say Ghost Reveries, I don't have a problem with that, but I can't hear it myself. Damnation sounds a bit more like there's this song on the new record called Elysian Woes, which is, I guess it could have been on the Damnation record, but you know, for the rest of the songs I failed to see the comparison. But I mean, the new album sounds like Opeth, and those songs are part of our discography, so it's not no massive surprise to me that there's comparisons from our from the previous records in our discography.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Michael Avopeth. Right now I've got new music for you from the band At the Gates. Title track off their upcoming album that'll be out in October. This is At War with Reality, Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Avopeth is our guest on the show this week, and Opeth will be headlining a tour with In Flames here in the U.S. later this year. If you were a fan, Michael, buying a ticket, what would make you most excited about seeing these two bands together?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, both bands have been around for a long time. Both are quite well-established bands who toured North America quite a few times and have gained a certain level of success there. But we never toured together. You know, we never toured together, which is strange when you think about it. But, you know, we've always been friends, and, you know, I'm a good friend of Anders. But to be honest, I don't know. Like, both, we have new records out. I'm hoping people are going to come and check us out, like, partly based on us playing the new stuff and then playing the new stuff, and partly based on the old, so to speak, classic songs, if there are any classic songs. You know, but I don't really know. Like, I wish I had some type of really cool punchline to say, but basically it's the two bands worth of friends touring. We never toured before. And it's not so much of a like management type of decision. This tour came about with Anders, the singer from In Flames, texting me saying, we should tour together. You know, why haven't we toured together? We should tour together. And I texted him back and say, yeah, why not, you know? And then it kind of, the cogs started turning and we made it happen. So I think it's going to be a good tour. Maybe it's a bit of a dinosaur too, but at least we can we can still play some stuff fairly all right, I think.
I think it's a kick-ass lineup, if you ask me.
Good.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week on the way and more with Michael. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Michael from Opeth. See them out on the road with In Flames, and make sure you pick up Pale Communion. Michael, really appreciate you being on the show, and I'll definitely be seeing you very soon.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks, woo man. It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.